Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your head.
Wake that thing up, KC. It's time to get your hustle on and get your shine on. It's your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, holding it down. And I got a very special guest that's with me for the day.
Okay, what up, y'all? It's your boy Playmaker here for Brian B. Shining on your January 22nd, 2026, baby, baby. Oh.
Ooh, how you feeling on this Throwback Thursday, Play?
Oh, man, I'm feeling like a throwback for real, man. It's been a minute since I got to rock with you, D.
Yeah, it's been a minute, happy to have you back. Happy 2026 to you.
Yeah, countdown to the birthday Saturday.
Ooh, we outside, what we doing?
Oh, outside.
We are inside. It's going to be an Arctic blast this weekend. We'll tell you all the details about that later on, of course, in the show and play. I heard we got something special for a giveaway, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not only going to get you qualified for that All Access concert card, make sure you listen for That's My Jam for your chance to win those Jazz Louisiana Kitchen Bucks. Let's say Le Bon Ton Lure. Yay.
We definitely want to hook you up. Don't forget your TMG goes down at your 23s. Former First Lady Michelle Obama says she has no interest in her husband running for office again, even hypothetically. She wants you to leave her man alone. He been with the world for years. Now she want him.
She said, I ain't sharing this time, homie.
Look, she is not. Look, we got your motivational minute in 10 minutes. Throwback Thursday. This is what I've been listening to. Just rock out with me one time. Y'all remember this 2009 50 Cent?
Wow.
A throwback. I got you.
Wow.
Just ride out to it. Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
Top of the three gems.
Yeah. You think about money when you think about me, huh? That's why my ex. You don't want to be her. She used to have the baby. Motivate. Haters better get on your job. Tell them. Haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tough.
Sometimes it feels like all you're doing is treading water, but keep in mind that treading water is a whole lot better than sinking to the bottom. There's more to making progress than always forging ahead. Part of making progress is maintaining the value of what you've already achieved. Your muscles aren't getting bigger every time you go to the gym, but neither are they wasting away. Keeping up the habit is essential, even when the results are less than spectacular. Staying even doesn't always feel like a win, but it is, because it prevents you from falling back and having to make up for lost ground. Eventually, you'll arrive at an opportunity to add to your gains. When that time comes, you'll be thankful for all the work you've done to maintain your good habits and values. The efforts you put into staying even provide the skills and experience to get ahead. Keep it up. Refuse to slide backwards, and you'll soon be moving forward. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
It is now 6:24 on your Thursday morning, expecting a high of 44. Right now, 21 at the Grandview Triangle.
Girl, what's going on?
I'm so glad you asked, Niecy Nash. Well, ASAP Rocky, he opens up about the issue with Drake and speaks on if that smoke is really real or is it fake.
This thing between us, it's not real smoke, but I just don't with him. Like, right. You know what I mean? We was once friends. I feel like it's over females. I feel like he wasn't happy and he expressed that. I think at some certain point when everybody getting older and it's just like you're supposed to be moving on, for you to still be picking at a female and all that, that's soft to me. It's enough women, it's enough fame, spotlights to go around.
No, well, we don't really know what happened between them. You know, there's been a lot of speculation, like he said, over females and over this and over that. It sounds like maybe some jealousy was involved.
Yeah.
I do agree with the part, as you get older, too, you would imagine other people elevating in their life, too.
Yeah.
And the things we might have did as a kid or, you know, fought over, you shouldn't be doing now.
Yeah, yeah, but we talking about Rihanna. We ain't talking about just any girl.
Well, yeah. That's fact. That's what I'm saying. I don't really know what happened with all of that. I mean, I thought Drake and Rihanna maybe
so
was...
It's just so weird how Drake had Rocky and Kendrick, brought them out on the tour, got them all... Not saying he got them popping, but you know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, he was a big part of them getting a little bit of extra, yeah, you know, umph out there. Not
and
saying they didn't have their own.
Just like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Cost to get to the top.
It does. And that's...
Have you listened to his album, by the way?
ASAP?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Is it good?
I like the helicopter song.
I've never been a big ASAP Rocky fan. I feel like his music is kind of like, it gives me like rap alternate.
It's like alternative hip hop chopped and screwed. Like
yeah, it's not. I'm not really that's not really my steez. Oh, okay. You know, but maybe I'll. You know, maybe you'll tell me a song or two and I'll check it out.
Okay.
Other news: former First Lady Michelle Obama makes it very clear she has no interest in the world using her husband again.
I would actively work against that.
The whole world starts crying.
You know, and maybe a lot of people be like, good, we don't want him anyway. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I, you know, I do believe in the need for new vision.
Leave her husband alone.
Leave her husband alone.
And I agree with her. We definitely need something new and something refreshing. Let's look for the future. So
Yeah, I'm up with that. And if he can help out, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. The more the merrier. We got wind chills below zero as snow moves into Kansas City this weekend. We got more details on that up next for you at 6:38. It's Hustle and Shine in the Morning, only on Kansas City's Double One for that hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams, baby.
Hot 103 Jams is giving you all access to our concerts in 2026. All you got to do is listen, text, and qualify for your chance to win only from Kansas City's Double One for that hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. Hot 103 Jams. It's your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, getting your hustle on and your shining. And I, of course, got a special guest host with me in the building, too.
Already, it's your boy Playmaker in for Brian B. Shining, 6:38 in your morning. Right now, we're looking at 21 out at the Legends.
Well, I don't know if you heard, but the weather is looking like it's going to be nothing but all bricks.
Oh, all right, bricks.
Yes, literally. Wind chills below zero as snow does move into the town this weekend. So just so you know, FYI, do your grocery shopping today. I'm sure everybody's doing the same thing. Snow may begin as early as 7 p.m. on Friday, turning heavy overnight. Now, snow continues through Saturday and into Sunday morning. The Arctic air will arrive Thursday night, so we will see temperatures in the single digits all day with wind chills valued at negative 25 to negative 10, y'all. And snow will start forming in western Kansas.
Oh, my gosh.
Almost maybe 6+ inches of snow is possible in some areas.
It went from we was just going to have this wind chill to maybe we might get a little coating or something and everybody else south of us is going to get it to just keep your eyes open.
Yeah. So, of course, all of us, I feel like, cousin, we're all just hoping it's one of them things where everybody's like, oh, it's going to be this. And, you know, we have times in the weather where we're all preparing. We at the grocery store buying the $20 eggs. And then we wake up the next day and it's nothing on the ground.
Nothing on the
ground. I'm sure it's going to be something, but I pray that it is not.
Now, Texas is supposed to get like ice and stuff. I had to call my dad the other day. Hey, I'm just checking on to make sure you're good because I saw the one of the stores was out of milk and eggs already.
Really?
It's like, I was just coming to the store just to get food for the night.
Yeah, check that forecast. Or you can always just listen in the Hustle and Shine in the Morning because we'll get you right, too.
Already, because you know we're going to be here.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Shout out to Lady T. I hope you got that bag packed. you know, shout out to Lady T. Just a FYI, cousins, if you want to check out some of the warming shelters in the town, you can go to kcparks.org.
Yeah.
There's tons that are listed. Greg Kleist Community Center, of course, is listed on here. Garrison Community Center, which is off of 1124 East 5th Street in KC Mall. All the details will be there. And of course, we'll get it posted on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page too. So you could just go straight to the link and just check those things out. So share those resources with friends and family members. And please, your elderly that are in your family, make sure that they are equipped with what they need. If they need to crash with you for the weekend, you might have to make plans to do so. But make sure people that might have limited mobility, make sure they are beyond good.
Need power, all that stuff. That could be real. And check on those pets. Make sure those pets are good, too.
Yes, that, too. So we'll keep you up to speed if anything changes on the weather. We also keep you up to speed on Travis Kelce. Everybody's still trying to figure out, is he going to stay? What's going on? Well, he actually comments on the hiring of Eric Bieniemy as the new offensive coordinator. And it might sound like he might be staying. Ooh. We'll talk about it up next. 6:52. We'll be back here, Hustle and Shine in the morning on Kansas City's Double One for that hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Have a dope three jam.
Today, we're talking about Travis Kelce. Is he headed towards retirement or will he stay on the field? His recent comments on Chiefs hiring Eric Bieniemy as their new offensive coordinator may be very telling.
I can't wait to see him back in the building, man. He's one of my favorite coaches of all time, one of my favorite people of all time. I've had so many unbelievable, you know, growing moments under him as a player, as a person. I just love the guy. And it's going to be awesome to see him back in the building and see him back wearing the Chiefs logo, baby.
That sounds like he will be still on the field.
Yeah, don't sound like retirement is in the plans coming up for 2026.
Well, that's good. We thought he was going to get married and ditch us. Okay, good.
I really thought he was, too. I really did. And maybe he could still change his mind. But the way he's talking, I don't think he's about to be a coach. So I think he's about to be a player one more game. Maybe with the Patrick injury, man, I might have changed things.
Yeah, and I get that, too, because he's probably like, man, just one more year. Come on, one more, two more years. Let's get it. Let's get at him and let's bring something back and let's, you know, really get this legacy popping.
No doubt. But don't go the Tom Brady route though, Travis. If she wants you to stay home.
Right. Don't lose your woman because you can't help but be on that field.
Yeah. That's who you want to be with.
Yeah. Oh, he ain't. You could tell he loves being
with
her.
Oh,
he's beyond all in. Oh, yeah. No, he's not. Tom Brady didn't know. I mean, you know, Tom Brady was just like, ah, you're my wife.
I know I can get another one.
Yeah. Good luck, Brady. Louis, let's send some love around the town. 816-900-4103. Text us the name of a friend, family member, colleague, bus driver, boss, student, teacher. Don't matter who it is. Let's send some love on this Throwback Thursday. Text us right now. 816-900-4103. Now, all right, cousins, FYI, don't be sending us a list of 20 people.
Oh,
you get max 3 people.
Ooh, okay.
Max.
That's being
or you
can
just send one. Yeah, just send one. We got to make sure we get through all our cousins. We'll have the shout-outs waiting on you at 7:10 right here. Hustle and Shine in the morning. Only on Kansas City's Double One for that hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Have it, though, three jams.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
To make your booty go pow. Hot 103 Jams is giving you a chance at all access to our concerts in 2026. You can listen and text and qualify for your chance to win from Kansas City's Double One for that hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks, Hot 103 Jams. We appreciate you, cousins. Shout out to all the cousins that have been always tapped in each and every single day. We appreciate you so much. We realize that you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time. And don't forget, when you vibing at the crib, tell your smart speaker, hey, Google, play Hot 103 Jams. Now, Play, we've been having a lot of our cousins hit that hustle and shine shout-out line. Shout-out to Rich Harris. We appreciate you as always. Hey. Carmen Nard, she just grabbed her gifts. She actually just won a couple prizes the other day.
Okay.
And she sent a picture of it, too. I'm thinking, dang, you got some real good stuff.
Okay.
And shout-out to Stacey Davis. Good morning from Jones Girls and Thailand. And big shout out to Lee Summit North Step Show. I'll be over there. That's not till February 28th, but big shout out to Lee Summit North because they were one of the first schools when I first started hosting in Kansas City.
Is that the Broncos?
Yep, it's the Broncos.
Okay.
And, oh, man, the energy out there, they're one of the best step shows in the town.
Oh,
so,
okay. I
shout
love
out to them,
it.
Too. But I see some other cousins on the line, too.
Yeah, got to give a shout out to Sanaya and Zane. Good shout out. Good morning to you. Happy, happy birthday to Nephew Deshaun and Grand Rising to the KC Old School Drill Team. Grand Rising's out here. Shout out to Crystal and her birthday today. Happy birthday. You already know two shots from your boy Playmaker and the Kirkwood and Solomon family from Chef Taco.
Yeah, shout out to all the family. We appreciate y'all so much. Me and Play was just actually having a conversation. We said, look, we're going to open up the phone lines later on this hour. And we got a question for you. We want to know, what's the worst dating advice you've ever received or given? Don't, like, let's not just act like you got some bad. If you probably was out there dishing out some bad advice now, cousin. So let us know. Give us a call right now. 816-540-1033. What's the worst dating advice you've ever received or given? I'm trying to think what some advice that I've received.
I know I've given out some crazy advice.
What's one? I told a
homie one time, because he was worried about, I said, my man, you have not been in a real relationship until you had your first argument.
That's not a bad advice.
Yeah, but I kind of encourage him to be to get it popping.
Yeah, don't
he took it that way. Like, so he was like, start something.
Right, he was like, oh, let me grab her phone and scare her. Make her think I'm finna go through it or something. Yeah, some people that be like, yeah, go through the phone. Don't do that.
That's no, do not do that.
Don't do that. But
you look for dirt, you get mud. That's always been the same for mine.
Yeah, we don't want no mud in the house. Give us a call, 816-540-1033. Be a guest on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. And tell us, what's the worst dating advice you've ever received or given? We'll be back with the Morning Gossip. Up next, 723 is Hustle and Shine in the Morning, only on Kansas City's number one for that hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Have it, the three gems.
Duh.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
727 here on your Thursday morning. Right now, cloudy and 21 over 40 in Blue Ridge in Independence.
Girl, what's going on?
I'm so glad you asked, Niecy Nash. Well, Mary J. Blige is addressing the claims where these videos have been going around when she's on tour hitting her little Mary step, and people are saying she look a little tired. Well, she finally is addressing those claims.
Let me just say this.
Please curse.
I'm a curse really
hard.
You
need to curse really
hard. I was exhausted because I was on the 30th show of 40 shows. Mm-hmm. So for people to be like, oh, she looked tired. Yeah, I was tired. I was. These women out here in this business are working really, really hard. You know, Beyonce has 100 shows. So yeah, she's going to be tired on her 50th show. Sometimes we get tired. But when we rest, we on.
That's real. Give Auntie some slack. Y'all acting like she 23 and off of 20 Red Bulls. She tired.
She doing the right thing with the residency, huh? She can just chill in one spot, do her thing.
Yep. She going to be doing that bop all week long. I think she has two different, like, consecutive dates. I think it's one in May and then one in June.
One of my favorite singers of all time. I have not seen her live in person. Crazy, right?
Really?
Yeah.
You got to go to Vegas then.
Yeah, I need to go to Vegas for more than one reason. Child.
Yeah, get your money on. Bring me back, put me something on the blackjack table.
Okay, I always feeling like on it. Black.
We got to talk about parenting. Play, I know you are, of course, our father. Kim K speaks on criticism she has gotten on how she parents Lil Northy.
I do let her express herself, and I do let her do that. I love her for that. People are like, oh, this blue hair, all of this all of a sudden, or like her fake piercings that she puts up.
You gotta let kids be kids, like she said.
Ma, I don't want no more animal crackers.
That's too damn bad.
You go do the homework, Mom. I'm sick of you. Right.
I like when people say that they let their kids be them kids, because they're going to do it regardless.
Yeah.
To an extent. You still got to have your rules in place. Don't let your kids run around and just run over you, but...
And parenting is different today than it was when I was growing up.
Absolutely.
Because social media life is a whole different type of parenting. Mm-hmm. So you probably... They're going to see more than we probably did 30 years ago.
Yeah, that's...
From me and my, you know, youthful.
Absolutely.
Kids. So, yeah. That's real, though.
We'll be back at 7:38. The question is, what's the worst dating advice you ever received or given? Our cousins on the Hot 103 Jams Instagram page. Call us right now, 816-540-1033. What is the worst dating advice that you have ever received or you've ever given? Let's open up them phone lines.
When I was younger, this was advice that I got when I was younger, that if boys are mean to you, they like you. That is not true.
You don't think so?
No, that's not true, because people grow up and they end up in bad situation thinking that.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
All the girls used to hit me in my arm, though. That was their way of telling me they had a crush on me, though. But I feel you, though.
You got to keep that when you're young, because if you think like that when you're older, then you can get in some sticky situations.
We'll call the police. Well, thank you so much, cousin, for calling and being patient. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Have a good day, y'all.
All right, now.
What is the worst dating advice you've ever received or given? Opening the phone lines to talk to our cousins.
Always expect the man to pay.
Now, how did that backfire for you?
It hasn't backfired. I'm just less old-fashioned. I believe that, you know, this is a trial period, and if we're in a relationship, it's a partnership. We're supposed to take care of each other. I'm not supposed to require you to pay everything for me. I'm supposed to be able to cover you, too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I like Emily over here. Are you single right now, Emily, or are you in a relationship?
I am single. These Kansas City men are not...
Yikes, they not it.
They not with a partnership right now. Huh?
What, they want you to pay for stuff?
I don't want them to pay for nothing.
Oh.
Because, listen, they be on weird time. But it's okay if you really are looking for something serious. It's not just going to come easy. You can holler at me if you are not weird.
Oh. Go to put your IG out there so we know it's real.
We're going to turn this into a dating show at this point.
Okay, listen, because...
Damn.
I'm tired of being by myself. It's starting to get cold, y'all.
Oh, it's really going to be cold this weekend.
Right. Get your electric blanket ready, cousin.
I got a dog to keep me warm. I'll be all right.
Oh, you'll be good. All right, Emily, we appreciate you so much for calling in to Hustle and Shine. You have a good rest of your day, okay?
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, ho, brother. Ho, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now.
Hot 103 Jams is giving you all access to our concerts in 2026. All you got to do, cousin, it's very simple. Listen. You can also text and qualify for your chance to win from Kansas City's Double One for that hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks Hot 103 Jams. It's your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, holding it down on Hustle and Shine in the morning, and I have a special co-host in the building with me, too.
Yeah, it's your boy Playmaker here for Brian B. Shining. 8:09 here on your Thursday morning, mostly cloudy tonight. Well, that's later on. We'll talk about that later. Right now, you're looking at 22 over Raytown High School.
Now, of course, we mentioned it earlier. Prepare yourself for the weather. Arctic air will begin to pour in overnight through Friday morning, beginning a 4-day stretch of first alert weather alert days for dangerously cold and increasing potential of course, that weekend storm that you've been hearing about throughout the news. You're probably wondering why the grocery stores have been a little bit more packed lately. That is why. Of course, temperatures will struggle to make it out of single digits on Friday with wind chills between -5 and -20 all day long. And then light snow will begin late Friday night through early Saturday morning. Temperatures will continue to drop to 0 degrees. And with those wind chills, now the wind chill then will be -10 to -25.
It's going to be real. And, of course, winter storm watch in effect pretty much for the metro area starting tomorrow night from 6 p.m. going to 6 a.m. Sunday morning. Cold weather advisory in effect on Saturday, on my birthday.
So you're going to be in the house.
Man. Well, I'm getting out for this massage. I scheduled a massage. And I got to get some food. I got to at least get a birthday dinner. I might not eat it there, but grab it.
You might have to do it a different day. Well, okay, to go is cool. But I feel like the birthday dinner, you got to do it, you know, like a sit down.
Yeah, I'll do a sit down.
The question is, do you tip even though you don't sit down?
Sometimes. Depends on where I'm going.
I agree, same.
Yeah, depends on where I'm going.
But if I'm getting to go, maybe I'm out the door.
Yeah, that's real. But it depends on the service that you bring. You know, if you bring me an extra croissant.
Please, extra
bread.
I need all of that.
Yeah.
Especially when I rail off some cheddar baked biscuits.
Ooh.
I be fixing those at home.
Man.
That's what I'm going to grab for this weekend, because I'm not moving.
Nah. I'm hitting up the store tomorrow. I'm waiting on this 3-day sale, so I'm waiting till tomorrow.
Smart. You ain't the only cousin out there, but just make sure you plan accordingly, because...
And wrap up.
Yes,
I know some of y'all people don't like to wear coats.
And I'm low-key one of those people. It's not even like I don't like to wear coats. Sometimes I be a little lazy, and I do the whole double jacket thing. And I'm telling you right now, cousins, don't double jacket it up this weekend. Make sure the baby's got their hats on their head, their gloves, and all those things. If you don't have to leave the house this weekend, I would recommend you don't. And I'm going to say this, too, with love. My cousins out there that struggle to drive in the rain.
Oh.
Or you struggle to drive when it's 60 degrees and sunny. Baby, stay off them roads.
And stop speeding in that
Stop speeding.
I won't
speeding.
Disrespect your car. I was about to disrespect the brand of car. I don't want to do that.
What you going to say?
No, I'm just going to say, you know, somebody being that two-door Corsica, man, y'all need to chill out, man, trying to speed 70, 80 miles per hour.
No, literally, be careful on them roads. And make sure your insurance is intact, too. Just putting that out there. Make sure you got that full
coverage.
You're making
me nervous. I might not go.
No, just be careful out there. That's all, because we just want to make sure that we get a chance to, you know, talk to you again on next week. And, of course, throughout the weekend, whatever winning weekend we got for you, we want you to be safe.
We talked about bad day advice a while ago, man. We giving you good advice right here.
This is some good weather advice. So be careful out there. Get your grocery shopping in, because our show will be doing that later on around lunchtime today. Right. So if you see me at your local Hy-Vee, say, hey, cousin. We got the morning gossip up for you next. 50 Cent, he got a couple words for Kanye and Nicki Minaj.
Ooh.
It'll be up next. Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Having the three gems.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
All right, we are now looking at 8:26 here on your Thursday morning. It is currently, right now, 22 out in Belton.
Girl, what's going on?
I'm so glad you asked, Niecy Nash. Well, 50 Cent uses Kanye West and Nicki Minaj as examples as he explains why he stays away from speaking publicly about religion and politics.
There's two things that tell you to stay away from. They tell you to stay away from religion and stay away from politics, because no matter what you think, someone passionately disagrees with you. I stay away from those things. That's how Kanye f***ed up. And Nicki said some shit. You know, it feels crazy, but it is very accurate.
Is it any better if you stay out of it?
Yeah, because in a way, in 50, come on, man. We know he likes to dibble and dab all over the place.
Yeah, so. He do what he want to do.
Yeah, although he did turn down the bag from Trump. He did allegedly turn down the bag from Trump on the first go round when they wanted him to perform and do all that stuff. So, But he was on old boy's head when he was the mayor, right? I believe he was hating on the new mayor. He was going to ruin New York City. So.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that could be the case. You stand out of politics, and religion is a thing. That's always been something I was taught, too, when you were in the workplaces. Don't talk about religion. Yeah. Don't talk about politics.
Is it just because it's Trump, though?
I mean, yeah.
Because what he has spoken, Biden or Obama, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But if you just don't, if you are a celebrity that doesn't say anything, aren't you doing the same thing? Isn't it kind of like you being on the playground when a bully is bullying?
Yeah, he's trying to be Michael Jordan over here. You know, Michael Jordan got that famous line, Republicans bought sneakers, too.
Yikes. Yeah. Moving on to the Oscars. You mentioned that Sinners is in a rotation for how many nominations?
16 nominations. Wow. Breaking a record according to the New York Times. That is big right there. Mm-hmm. They made the announcement this morning. 16 nominations, including Best Actor and Best Motion Picture. So shout out to Michael B. Jordan, Ryan Coogler. Even Tiana Taylor got nominated for Best Supporting Actress for One Battle After Another. Another movie that I need to see. I need to see both of those movies.
Love that for them. Yeah, definitely. You know what? I you going to take my black card if I say that I haven't seen Sinners yet?
No, because then I have to take mine because I haven't seen it either. So.
Okay, good. I just haven't watched it. People talked about it so much, and I just never got around to it. But I definitely still need to check it out. Major shout out to Ryan Coogler, of course, too.
No doubt. Yeah. You know, we got to vote for our actor awards coming up, you know, with SAG-AFTRA. So we got to watch these movies. Dude.
Yeah, and we got some local stuff happening, too. We'll talk about that tomorrow on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. But birthdays up next. That's my jam on deck right here. It's Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hop it up, three jam.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to those independent, visionary, and direct Aquarius.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to chef and food critic, to Guy Fieri. A happy birthday to TV actor Gabriel Mach. A happy heavenly birthday to singer, songwriter, entrepreneur, who's commonly known as the King of Soul. Happy heavenly birthday to Sam Cooke. Sending over a happy heavenly birthday to activist, businesswoman, and the mother of Tupac Shakur. Happy heavenly birthday to Afeni Shakur. And last but not least, sending over a big birthday shout out to actor, comedian, and DJ. And don't forget producer as well, DJ Jazzy Jeff. Let's take a trip to the town to see what birthdays we got.
All right, let's wish some of my friends a happy birthday. Shout out to my man, Sansi Love, down there in Wichita. Happy birthday, Destiny Macias. Masrud Henry, Deshante Lambert, and Lisa Johnson. Happy birthday from your boy Playmaker and Hot with those three jabs. Countdown to my birthday in 2 days, I say.
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Hey, cousin, who this?
Cassandra.
Hey, girl. What you doing?
Ready to finish that song for you.
Okay, because I know she go to church Wednesdays and Sundays out here. Okay.
All right, cousin, go ahead and finish these lyrics for that prize.
Oh, it's so amazing.
Hey, oh. All right. Come on.
Makes me.
Makes me wanna.
Dance and stomp.
Oh, can I get a witness up in here? Come on.
GP, are you with me?
Oh, yeah. We have a church. We ain't going nowhere.
What it do?
It makes me wanna.
Stomp.
Yeah.
I love it.
You done ran it back. I like that, cousin.
That's right.
And I love the energy you add, too. You just got that hookup.
No, for sure. 25 and Jazz Bucks for Jazz Louisiana Kitchen. Tell everybody this station is getting you hooked up here on your morning with Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwback.
Hustle and Shine, baby. FJ, Hot 103 Jazz.